Another NFL preview today, and we are taking a look at some of the top games each week in the National Football League. And today we are talking about the Monday Night Football contest between the Eagles and the Packers, two green teams. And we are talking once again with Evan Western of Acme Packing Company, covering the Green Bay Packers. Evan, how are we doing today?
Hey, doing pretty well. Looking forward to hopefully Packers bouncing back after a pretty rough performance on Sunday against Carolina.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that one a little bit. Obviously, Carolina comes in just kind of this, team that's, maybe been under the radar a little bit, and then they are no longer under the radar. They go to Lambeau and they win 16-13. I guess, what were the things that befell the Packers? What were the key points there for the Panthers to be able to pull off that upset?
Yeah, a lot of it was just really poor execution in the red zone by this Packers offense. You had a turnover on that very first drive, fumbled by rookie Savion Williams, and just poor execution really across the board once the team got close to the goal line. That's kind of what Carolina's defense likes to do. They're okay giving up yards, but they kind of clamp down once you get into the red zone. And they certainly did that in this game. I think Matt LaFleur had some questionable play calls and decisions on fourth downs. And then you've got the injury, right? Tucker Kraft's season-ending ACL. I mean, that's going to be a huge blow for this offense moving forward. But certainly it was a costly one just in that game as well, taking away one of the big parts of the Packers' offensive game plan. So it really all came down to offensive struggles, and that's something they're really going to have to figure out this week against Philly.
Yeah, and this is the second time this year for the Packers where they kind of go in as a big, big favorite and lose. Obviously, lost at Cleveland against the Browns. So I guess is this a concern, Evan, for you when it comes to just maybe the season long scope, just in terms of maybe the Packers overlooking, some lesser opponents?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I feel like Matt LaFleur has done for a number of years, is he kind of gets too overly conservative against teams that the Packers are, projected to beat handily. He just doesn't really go with an aggressive offense, and the passing game was all short stuff, and then every once in a while, you get a deep shot from Jordan Love, but there was really no intermediate passing. And that's one of the areas where Love has been really good, throwing over the middle of the field, throwing those kind of intermediate routes, deep crossers, that sort of thing. That was completely gone from the playbook in both of those two games. And it seems like that's the case whenever the Packers come in as a big favorite. So it almost seems like they really do sort of play down to the opposition. And it seems like it kind of starts from the coaching staff. And that definitely is going to be a concern moving forward.
Well, speaking of concerns, you mentioned it, Tucker Kraft, not being available for the rest of the season with the torn ACL. Speak to that. And also, you mentioned the intermediate throws. So, that's a guy, of course, at the tight end position that would be used in that scenario. So, what does this do to the Packers offense, and what are some ways they can maybe, try to, fill in what Tucker Kraft gave them?
Yeah, Kraft was such a dynamic weapon because not only is he a weapon down the field, but he's the Packers' best yards after the catch guy, whether that's receivers or tight ends. He had over 300 yards after the catch this season alone so far, and that's something that none of the other players really bring, is being able to take a pass, close to the line of scrimmage, turn it upfield, break a tackle, and pick up some serious yards. Luke Musgrave is probably going to be elevated to that number one tight end position. He's not that type of guy. You can use him on the intermediate stuff. You can use him on seam routes and things over the middle, but he's not going to get you a lot of yaks. So they're going to have to find ways to get guys open, get like Matthew Golden, Christian Watson involved more in that aspect of the game, and try to find ways to get them open, get the ball in their hands in space, and hopefully with them looking downfield. But, Kraft was such a huge weapon, both as a receiver and as a blocker. So that's going to be the other facet of this, is I think the Packers need to go with more three receiver sets moving forward. They've loved the two tight end sets, but I just don't see that working without Kraft, who's your true all-around tight end. They don't have a guy who can replace that skill set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some other takeaways here, Evan, through this first nearly half of the season, I guess, when it comes to the Packers as a whole? Certainly the addition of Micah Parsons right before the season, he's looks like he's starting to find his niche. Not that he wasn't playing well early, but now really starting to get that production fully, when it comes to getting the quarterback to the ground. So what are your thoughts just on where they stand right now, and just your positives and negatives?
Yeah, definitely on defense. I mean, Parsons has been an incredible addition to this pass rush group. I think the area where up front the Packers really struggle is at the defensive tackle position. They're really thin there, and we saw, another injury that hit the Packers on Sunday against Carolina. Colby Wooden, one of the defensive tackles, went down with an injury and was lost. And at that point, they're down to a three-man rotation on the inside, and Carolina just ran it up the gut consistently. That's going to be a challenge against Philly for sure with their big offensive line and their running game. And just moving forward, that's one of the biggest areas of concern that I have is can the Packers find a way to stop the run game with the thin group of defensive tackles that they have. You've got some questions at corner as well, but ultimately this defense hasn't really been the problem in games that the Packers have lost. It's been the offense kind of, again, going into a little bit of a shell, struggling to figure out what to do against some, two deep defenses and things, and Matt LaFleur has got to figure out a way to pull together a competent passing game, and I think he needs to let Jordan Love off the leash a little bit more. We saw what he did against the Steelers in the second half 2 weeks ago, putting up a tremendous game. I think that's the way that this team is going to need to win games down the stretch to potentially win the NFC North. You're going to have to put the ball in his hands, and Matt LaFleur is going to have to give up a little bit of that grip that he has on relying on the run game so much, because right now it's not a great run blocking offensive line, and I think they really need to let Love do his thing because he's been playing at a high level.
Let love cook, I guess, is maybe the word or the motto here coming in. I guess, we talked to Evan about how the Packers have overlooked, maybe some of the lesser opponents coming in. That's not going to be the case. I would hope not in any regard when it comes to Monday Night Football with the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, coming into town. So, you mentioned just let Jordan Love cook here. That's obviously one of the big, bullet points. What are some other areas that you feel will be important for the Packers taking on this Eagles bunch?
Well, I kind of mentioned that run defense a little bit already. That's certainly going to be a big part of it. But the Packers can't let Jalen Hurts, throw all over them, and they're going to need to get some pressure with their edge rushers. I think that's going to be a really big part of this. They've been good against mobile scrambling quarterbacks this year. Parsons and Rashawn Gary have done a really good job kind of keeping guys contained. So that's going to be a big thing. But I certainly would expect Philly to try to work some play action off of that run game. And that's where, the Packers are going to need their edge rushers to get home because the secondary has been okay. But again, not up to par necessarily from where they've been at times in the past few years. So that's going to be an area that I'm definitely looking for here is got to get some pressure on Jalen Hurts. Got to get him on the ground because he's one of those quarterbacks where just getting pressure around him isn't necessarily enough. You've got to get him on the ground, get a few sacks, and kind of get into his head because he can make plays certainly with his legs and escape.
Yeah, the NFL season is so up and down, topsy-turvy roller coaster. And right now, the Eagles—they were on that, bad part of it, coming into the last couple of weeks, and now they seem to be on their way back up. Whereas the Packers, we talked about, coming off the home loss to the Panthers. So, I mean, it's really hard to say when once you start thinking one thing, it goes the other way. So, what are your thoughts on the matchup? I mean, just in terms of how you feel this one playing out, and do you have a prediction?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really close game. Philly was winning games early on in the season, but they were just barely scraping them out. And then they kind of had their own stinker a couple weeks ago against the Giants when they lost surprisingly on Thursday Night Football. So I think this is going to be a really close game. It's going to come down to probably one team or the other making a big play, maybe a turnover in the fourth quarter, or getting a big explosive play. Based on what we saw last week, I really think that the run game might end up being the difference here. I struggle to pick the Packers against an Eagles team that did seem to find their groove on the ground 2 weeks ago. Plus, they're coming off a bye week and they're going to be healthy. Even though, this game is at Lambeau Field, my gut's telling me that Philly's going to eke out a close one. But again, if these teams have both been in close games all season long, so it's gonna be really interesting to see if the Packers can make that one play, one or two plays in the fourth quarter to pull away and close it out. But my gut's telling me Eagles win in a close game.
Packers, Eagles, Monday Night Football. Evan Western again from Acme Packing Company talking Green Bay Packers, Eagles for this upcoming Monday. Evan, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the game, all right?
My pleasure. Thanks a lot. Go Pack, go.